if there was any way we could help by talking to neighborhood organizations or citizens group, not to sell the or try to persuade, but to inform, because I think that it's going to be very difficult in the November election. It's going to be the first time that really that the city council is going to be up for election and on that ballot. It's going to be a presidential election. There's going to be an awful lot of information headed towards the citizens in November. And we would like to just let the council know that we are available to help educate the community on why these changes are being proposed and what we looked at and why it's listed the way it is on the ballot. Because when we worked with Carla and Sherry on the ballot language, of course, we're restricted because the state requires you to have things on the ballot a certain way. And so we wanted to make it as clear as possible and still meet all the legal requirements of the state in the way the ballot language is written. And so I think that was the commissioner's concern, was the more people that are available to meet with the public and let them know now and even closer in November, then hopefully that our citizens will understand why this is on the ballot and will have a better understanding of the amendments before they go vote.